Middle East and Africa. Libya's central bank. Leaning eastward. The fall of the central banker may mark a shift of power away from the capital.
Amid the chaos of Libya's long sputtering civil war, the central bank in Tripoli, the capital, has stood strong. Its red and white striped facade, crowned with two turquoise cupolas, a throwback to the days of Italian colonisation, were unscathed. Sadiq al-Kabir, the bank's governor, appointed after Muammar Gaddafi was toppled in 2011, survived two civil wars and six prime ministers. Libya has had two governments, parliaments, judiciaries and security regimes, but Mr. Kabir, a mild-mannered bureaucrat, kept a vestige of unity, overseeing and distributing a single currency from his charming seaside bank. On August 26, Libya lost that linchpin. In a power grab, Tripoli's Prime Minister, Abdul Hamid Dbeibah, sent his militiamen into the bank, took over Africa's largest foreign exchange reserves and chased Mr. Kabir, an erstwhile ally, into exile in Turkey. Libya's pliant presidential council sought to appoint a replacement and a new board. The person filling the post has no legal basis, says Wolfram Lacher, a Libya watcher in Berlin. Mr. Kabir had sown the seeds of his own demise. At first he bought off his chief challengers, the people who had risen against dictatorship. After Gaddafi, the state payroll almost doubled to 2.4 million in a country of 7 million. It is claimed the bank funded the warlords, paying fighters who both besieged and defended Tripoli. When the fighting ended in 2020, Mr. Kabir financed their ever more grandiose schemes for hiving off Libya's vast oil revenue. He paid billions to import fuel at market prices, subsidised it to make it the world's cheapest, then let it be smuggled over land and increasingly by tanker to Europe. The more lucre and power the recipients amassed, the weaker he grew. When he tried to rein in the purse strings, it was too late. On the advice of America's Treasury, corresponding banks abroad are refusing to deal with the central bank until it sorts out who runs it. If Libya drops out of the global financial system, it will struggle to buy basics, mostly imported goods, including food. Mr. Dbeibah's civil servants and allied militiamen got their salaries last month, but are unsure of their next ones. Some banks have closed. The Libyan dinar has plummeted on the black market. Inflation officially stands at 2%, but the real figure exceeds 40%. Petrol queues snake for hours. Some Libyans speak of another Arab Spring. The revolution is coming soon, says a former official. Without money, the leaders are nothing. The two main ruling families financed by the central bank, the Dbeibahs in the west and General Khalifa Haftar and his sons in the east, are wrestling over who runs it next. After Mr. Kabir's eviction, the Haftars turned off the oil taps that provide 95% of Libya's revenue. Usual production of 1.2 million barrels a day has slumped by 60%. On September 3rd, the UN body still supposed to oversee the post-Gaddafi transition said it had agreed on a way to pick a new governor. But both sides have asked for time to consider its proposals. General Haftar's forces are massing in the oil-rich southwest and have pushed north. They may yet march on Tripoli again. Turkey and Russia will probably deter their protégés, Mr. Dbeibah and General Haftar respectively, from all-out conflict. But the general looks better placed. From his redoubt in the east, he controls 80% of Libya's oil wells. He now looks set to take control of expenditure as well as revenue. Maria al-Barassi, the bank's deputy governor, who is a Haftar ally, may succeed Mr. Kabir. The Haftars have bolstered their war chest by turning their Mediterranean ports into smugglers' creeks. So Libya's centre of power may be shifting from Tripoli to Benghazi, the eastern capital. Warlords in the west now tend to bypass Mr. Dbeibah and deal with the Haftars. Last year's floods in the east have spurred a reconstruction boom. Russia is looking to the Haftars to award it a naval port on the Mediterranean. the Haftars already let Wagner, a Russian mercenary firm, have access to the Sahel. Western diplomats and Turkish companies who once spurned General Haftar are heading to Benghazi to chat him up. Even the Americans are said to be softening towards him. Last month, he had a meeting with America's commander of AFRICOM, its Africa-wide force, in Benghazi.